Mais blanche means the smokiness of the morning between the hills, which is typical of the south of France. Fumée is a smoke, and blanche is a white smoke.
I'm Marine Seon. I'm part of the export sales team of the Domaine François Lurton, and I'm in charge of the Canadian, Mexican and Brazilian markets. It's not always helpful to generalize consumption patterns across the globe, but there is no doubt, no question about the rising concern, especially for younger generation, for the health, the earth's protection, and for food quality. Of course, the pandemic has straightened significantly those primary concerns, but it did not create it, as is shown before, for example, with the trend for natural wines that appeared at the late 90s. Winemakers are at the very heart of the equation. They work hand in hand with the nature, the earth, the seasons. They may choose a terroir, but they also rely on it. And at the end of the day, they produce wines for their consumer and for people. This demand for eco-friendly wine indeed is no news for François Lurton. Sustainable, organic and even biodynamic agriculture has been part of his philosophy since the beginning, for over 20 years now. Today, almost all our own vineyards, may they be in Chile, in Argentina, in France or in Spain, are certified organic or in conversion. As you know, Fumée Blanche represents the daring bet of a passionate man, which was to reveal the French expression of Sauvignon. And in a few years, Fumée Blanche has become a huge success and an iconic brand across the globe. So this has taken definitely this eco-friendly challenge and philosophy to a whole new level. Today, the total production of organic Sauvignon in France wouldn't be enough to supply all our consumers. But we haven't said yet our last word. And by working hand in hand with our wine growers, we tend to support actively those interested in going organic. And today we also require from them to adopt an ecological approach recognized by a certification. Today, at least 70% of our 50 wine growers already fulfill this requirement, or they are already moving ahead. To bring François Lurton one step closer to his dream of producing the entire Fumée Blanche range organically, he launched in 2020 the brand Les Calcaires, with a white and a rosé organic Fumée Blanche. By adopting an eco-friendly approach, you have to consider every step, from the cellar to the glass of the consumer. It is true that an important part of the pollution due to wine production is also due to the transportation, for example, or to the packaging. That's why we have decided to take key choices and to adapt as much as possible our packaging. For example, since 1996, half of the production of the Fumée Blanche has been shipped in 3-liter packing box. Why? Because this format is much lighter than a regular bottle of wines, so its impact is much smaller, obviously. Regarding the other half of our production, we use only lightweight bottles, under 420 grams. And because we can always push forward our ecological thinking, we are also currently working on an alternative to replace the plastic handle of the bag-in-box. As you understood, this deep interest for the consumer health and for the planet's preservation that we have is truly important. And at the end of the day, Fumée Blanche is a great wine to drink. I will just say that it's very hard not to fall in love with the freshness, the crispiness of the wine, and with its notes of citrus, lychee, exotic notes. But you really don't have to believe me, just go and taste it. Cheers!